I'm just glad you're here tonight to celebrate our God and the Irving Morris Foundation. Thank you all for coming out and supporting. Big event. Let's make sure we donate, tip the waiters, anything, memorabilia that you can do. $5, $10, $20, make an impact to a kid.
Rocky, Raquel Smith came to me and asked me about this, along with Elizabeth Morris, who helped with the Irving Foundation, who, of course, is partnered up with Where There's a Will, There's a Way, asked me to sort of host this event, and it was a huge honor on my part.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for 9-1 and, you know, Rocky. When they called me, they're like, hey, we want you to be a face of it. It wasn't even a, oh, let me see what I can do. Clear the calendar. Hey, Rocky, whatever you need. Is it cool with you? I'm good with it. Let's just rock out from here. So on that part, where I'm sure there's going to be an auction. I'm sure whatever that's going to do. But just know that it's coming from a positive spot in everybody's heart. It's coming from a blessing from not only being able to be here, but it's coming from a blessing to bless the next generation.
Yes, sir. When I came in, you know, Will was like was definitely the leader of one of the leaders of the defense. Definitely the leader of the D-line. And we talk about how I was able to grow under such tutelage. And then, of course, take on my own power. You know, this last couple of years of trying to be a leader for our team.
Cam probably, you know, he's our man of the year this year. And he goes to everybody's events. He's a very supportive teammate. And that's how it should be. But, you know, Will mentored Cam in his early years. I think he got maybe 2 years with Will. And, you know, I just think it's fitting that he's the one that's kind of taking this over. And I'm proud of Cam, and I'm just glad to call him a teammate.
Honestly, to be here, to be a part of this, it brings back memories from back when John Vilma used to do this, back when Pierre Thomas used to do it, and be able to carry this torch and put it to a great cause. We talk about trying to help fund a scholarship for, you know, these kids of the next generation. We talk about just the love and the positivity that this event has brought together.
It's a great turnout. I just think it's great that they're doing this and kind of, you know, keeping Will's legacy alive here and things that were important to him. He meant a lot to this city and was a big part of our Super Bowl run, and so I just think it's great that they're doing it.
If you need a Cabernet or a Pinot Noir, I am your guy. If you need a crab cake or a filet mignon, I may be your guy. If you need a stuffed chicken or a rack of lamb, I'm definitely your guy.
Have a tip.
You know, my pockets are full.
How's the service tonight?
Impeccable.
You should have. How would you rate your serving skills, Nate?
110%. You know, like, it's all about the client, you know, and the customer, and they're always right, and just giving 110%, you know, and just giving them your heart. Giving them a full experience, you know, so I hope I'm getting that. Yeah.
Hey, y'all see that? Yeah, baby. Hey, yo, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, it's happened gradually. It's not something that happened overnight. It's something that I've definitely worked hard for, definitely aspired to be. And I don't know, you know, if you're just trying to label me, that's what you want to label me. But at the end of the day, I'm here to be the best that I can be and try and fulfill our team to be the best that they can be.